Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Space Runaways podcast. It's your boy Phil back again with John, Jonathan, and Devin. Welcome, glad to be here another week. How's it going, fellas?
Pretty good.
So far.
Are you good, Jonathan? You are good, cool.
Yeah.
Alright, so this week's episode, we're going to discuss the mind-bending topic, is Bleach good? We're going to get into that discussion a little bit later on in the podcast. But before we get too far, I just want to ask everybody, how was your week, man? So first I'll start with Devin, I guess. Devin, how was your week, man? What you do? What you play? What you watch?
I mean, I haven't really played anything this week, mostly because my daughter's birthday was Wednesday, and we had her birthday actually today, so I've just been running around with my chicken, like a chicken with my head cut off, doing that. That was fun. Had a really good time. And it's also, we're not going to go into that. No, I had a pretty good week watching my garden grow, like this stuff.
Cool beans, man. Also, I sent your daughter a gift. It'll be there tomorrow.
Appreciate it.
Who, Jonathan, like, I know you're working, like, in the public more than the rest of us, but, like, how's it going?
It's going. I'm catching up on some anime. Just got Hulu myself. Just been trying to catch up on everything they have there.
So what you been watching? Anything good other than, I know you were watching Tower of God, but what else you got?
Just random fantasy and isekai shows that have one season each, really, right now.
A bunch of isekai trash. All right, that's fine. Like, is there a particular isekai trash you're watching, or is there any that, or they don't even have names anymore?
Right now, they don't have names. Just, you know, whatever's popping up under anime on Hulu.
Yeah, just they all kind of become the same show. Like, oh, isekai's forever.
Pretty much.
That's fun. Don't worry. I have days where I'll just be like, what's the trashiest anime I can find? I want to see somebody sleep with their sister. I'm ready for it. And I just have, like, really weird phases of stuff. So, like, I don't know. I'll probably have that mood in a couple months.
I'm disturbed right now.
I was like, but all right.
Y'all should definitely watch Domestic Girlfriend. Like, she's not really his sister. Oh, Devin, you did watch it, right?
Yeah, twice.
Oh, I put my girlfriend on it, too. So I had to. It's so... John, you gotta watch Domestic Girlfriend, homie. Like, you are living wrong.
Let's not and say we didn't right now. We can pitch those later on.
Is it really that good for you to watch it twice?
Duh. It's like...
Bang. I mean, it was like watching Tiger King in anime form. It was pretty good.
Yo,
anyway, again, let's stop and go and move on to what we were planning on doing before we go down this rabbit hole again.
Oh, man. John, once you watch it, we'll talk about it. That's gonna be a whole episode. John, what have you done this week? You play anything good? You watch anything?
Nah, not really. My week's been pretty chill. Final Fantasy. So I've been trying to, like, the hard mode, and this little combat simulator thing is just in my ass. So I've rage quit about that like a couple times. Other than that, I mean, my work week has been pretty chill. Nothing really crazy there. I only had to work 2 days, so.
Wow.
Nothing really interesting going on. I started playing Fire Emblem. I wasn't really into it at first, but now that I've actually started playing it.
It's fire, right?
Yeah. It's good. I'm not far in it at all, but I am enjoying it.
Out of curiosity, which kingdom did you pick?
Whatever kingdom has, like, I guess she would be like the German chick with the white hair.
Byleth. I mean, not Byleth, Edelgard. All right.
Yeah. I picked that one.
I picked Golden Deer, the Indian dude, whatever he is. I picked him on my first run. I beat him, and now I'm doing Edelgard's now. It's real good. And each campaign is like drastically different.
I'm definitely looking forward to it. Like, so far, it's entertaining. I will admit, it is entertaining. I was feeling funny about it at first because I was like, oh, this is just like Fire Emblem Persona. And I didn't know if I was okay with that at first because I just wanted Fire Emblem. But now that I've been playing it more, it's fine. It's fine.
The Fire Emblem parts are great. And the Persona parts are great, too, because I'll be trying to get my wife going. I guess it's my turn. What have I been doing? So I've been streaming XCOM Chimera Squad while I work my real job. I don't know how that's been going, but that game makes me absolutely want to rage. I had an alien. John played XCOM, so he knows. I had an alien. I had an 80% chance, an 80-plus or more percent chance to hit him, right? I shot at him with 3 different soldiers. They all missed. And then he shot across the map, crit killed one of my people just instantly.
Wait till you get one of them points when you got like a 95% chance to hit some shit and you miss. Then you just fucking turn the game off.
So, like, also this game, like, you can't lose. Like, if you lose, it's like, oh, no, you have to just restart. I attempted a Iron Man hardcore mode, which if you fail a mission, it deletes your save. I lasted about an hour before my save was deleted, so I don't try that anymore.
Never.
What else have I been doing? I'm going to play Final Fantasy more, playing Persona some more. I'm making my way through both of those. And I've been watching City Hunter. It's on Crunchyroll now, so I started watching City Hunter and still watching Wave and Say Yes, Sing Yesterday to Me. So that's pretty much, like, that's my week in a nutshell. Come watch me stream during the week, usually in the afternoon, maybe around 2 or 3, and then again around 6. I stream for about an hour or two on the Space Runaway, Space Runaways, twitch.tv/Space Runaways. I can't speak English today. And I'll mostly be playing strategy games right now. Okay, so let's move right along. Let's talk about the news from the past, since the last time we met. And I think we're going to start with, recently it has been announced, I think everyone has seen it, that Inuyasha is getting a sequel series. I'm going to read a little bit from the official Viz blog. Kagome Inuyasha Sesshomaru, an entire generation of anime fans heard these names yelled out on TV every week. Inuyasha is one of those rare legacy titles that ushered in a massive wave of viewers, brand new to the world of anime. But there's more of this world to be explored. The daughters of Sesshomaru and Inuyasha set out on a journey transcending time. So this new show is called, I don't mean to not lie, Yashahime, Princess Half Demon. So, like, it's happening. We're getting their sequel, kids. What you guys think?
I don't think it was necessary, but I do think it'll be interesting.
I mean, real quick, did they finish, like, largely finish the anime of Inuyasha? Did they get to the finale, for real?
Final act came in and wrapped that up.
Real wrap up, or they bullshit retconned a lot of shit, because...
I have 4 episodes.
As someone that hasn't seen it, my understanding was they actually finished by the manga's ending.
Yes, that is what I understood as well.
Spoiler territory. Did Inuyasha get the Black Tetsaiga?
Yes, he did.
Okay. It was completed by Sesshomaru.
Yes. Like, all that stuff. Like, Final Act is 26 episodes, and it had the best pacing of the whole show. Because they're like, all right, we have to get to the end. They really want us to get to the end, and they move right along into it.
Okay, well, then that's fine. I mean, but I still don't see the reasoning behind the sequel. I think that's more of just a competition thing between Boruto and all the other complete anime, trying to get some money off of, what do you call it?
Nostalgia.
Continuations. Can't see why, and I mean, I would rather, if we're talking demon, half demon arcs, I would rather than bring back Nira Hihon. Complete that and do it right than to see this.
Yeah, well, I guess that they see them dollar signs, so.
Yeah, that's basically what it's dictated by, and I mean, this one has more longevity, like more people behind it, so I get it, but it doesn't mean I have to be happy about it.
Yeah. John, what do you think? Are you going to watch this? John, are you there? Did we lose him?
I
think we lost John.
He was talking all kinds of shit too. So I'm like,
all right, that's fine. All right, then I guess we'll try to get him back.
And then we'll just move on until we get him back.
Yeah, we'll just, all right, we'll just move out. We'll come back if we need to.
Yeah, I mean,
so moving right along. Next, also, so more cancellations due to COVID-19. So Evolution 2020, the biggest fighting game tournament of the year, has been canceled. I know this means nothing to y'all, but in its place, they're going to do a virtual tournament, which I am interested to see how it will work. Because, as FGC guys know, the netcode to many Japanese games is suspect at best. So I'm worried for games like Granblue and BlazBlue, BlazBlue Cross Tag Battle, and even Street Fighter V. Like, I don't know how this is going to work. Fine, I'm going to get my best Wi-Fi warrior up, and I'm going to enter in EVO this year, and probably, I just want to make it out of pools. I probably won't. I'll probably go 0-2. So, also, in that same vein, Funimation is doing a virtual con in July, so they're going to have all sorts of digital, like, panels and industry things, probably some anime to watch. I am really interested in how this is going to work. I don't know what's going to happen. If they do panels though, man, I think we should try to get into one of these. Like, would you guys want to do I don't know how the hell it would work. We do a virtual panel. Like, I don't know what that would look like.
And it'd basically be a Skype call or a Zoom call or whatever. And people that want to join, but I would do it. I mean, it would depend on
the topic, obviously, but
yeah, can't really say
like that. That would be something interesting. Like, they have actually no information about this other than it's happening July 3rd through 4th. It has a cool website, but the website says absolutely nothing. It just says Funimation Con. It had like some 80s mess. Says it's coming to you. So I don't know how this is gonna work.
The real question would be, how do you know that it's a part of this particular on? Like, I can just make a random one.
I just say
it's not a part of any con and you can just join.
I have absolutely no idea. I'm assuming it's going to stream on their website.
I was about to say, maybe we could do like a Twitch thing, I guess, but then they'd have to do it.
I don't know how it's going to work. They have no information.
They'd have to. I mean, otherwise, you have to do it through Twitch, basically, or another streaming service, and they do it in segments like they do for, like, Xbox, but then you wouldn't have nearly as many panels, because those are being held simultaneously in most cons.
Well, I know for fighting games, they'll do 6 different Twitch channels, or sometimes, like, I think EVO had, like, 10 different Twitch channels all under the same name, and they rotated stuff out between the channels. That may be what they do.
And I mean, if they have the infrastructure for that, by all means, yeah, that'd be a good idea. Yeah. I mean, that you can do it.
That sounds like a lot.
Yeah, but Funimation has a lot of money, so if EVO can do it, I feel like Funimation should be able to scratch to do it.
And they've got
to
make up for what they're missing from Anime Expo being canceled that same weekend.
Yep.
And, but I mean, they could use that that time to largely put out what they plan on putting out, with the exception of actually doing panels. They could actually put out their releases.
Yeah, but they usually only do 2 or 3 releases. They make their money in panels and merch. So if you if you do your streams of people talking and you just do a bunch of subs and donations, you'll make your money back, I think.
You get subs for a one or three day con.
People do it. Or they do bits.
A donation stream is a little weird.
Yeah, like people do it for like
donations.
Yeah, whatever they call. I think Twitch called bits or something. But like, however they want to monetize it, I feel like they can make that money back. But who knows? Like, we gotta wait for more information at this point.
Story.
I mean, it doesn't sound like a bad idea for real. I mean, it sounds kind of cool.
Yeah. I think it's gonna be a fun thing.
I would think it'd be more of a consumer heavy thing as opposed to a animation making a whole lot of money.
Yeah. I think so too. I think that a lot of people are bummed because literally every con from now to August is canceled. So, like, I think they're doing this more to unify their fan base more than make money. Which, you know what? I'm fine with that. Like, there's a lot of people who are really stressed out, and if it gives them a little peace, that's fine.
Great idea. I mean, it just goes back to what I was talking about. This is how you endear your customers or your fan base or your employees. Do something that partially will probably not net you any money. In the long run, you get a whole lot.
That makes sense. That's fair. Like, as we find out more about it, because I'm assuming we'll have to get some details soon, we'll let you know, since I'm not going to Otakon now at this point. I was going to go to do a panel at Otakon. I guess it's dead.
I didn't go to Katsucon now that I think about it.
Yeah.
I mean, this works out for me because I haven't actually been to a con in a while anyway. So, like, this means I get to go to one. Yay.
I guess. You still smell the. It's not a con unless you smell some funk.
Yeah, not even funk, but you catch some stuff. You get the con flu.
Nah, I'm good.
So wild. Alright, let's keep going about talking about some anime and manga stuff. So, surprisingly, they announced that Demon Slayer is coming to an end this month in May. I didn't see a date when they announced it, but they said, I think it's like 2 or 3 more chapters and Demon Slayer is ending. That's really surprising to me. It felt like it was just getting big.
So, okay, so from this point moving forward, spoiler alert, I have an issue with Demon Slayer ending right now, because honestly and truly, I don't know about y'all, but like the last thing I saw on Demon Slayer, I was very sure that they could have pushed this a bit farther. Like, I mean, I don't know how much of y'all have seen, so like I'm afraid to spoil it unless y'all don't care. Then I'm gonna just say what I gotta say.
Yep,
we talk. I only know what the anime has.
You talking manga or you talking anime? Because there's a difference.
I'm talking manga.
Yeah, they can go. They can keep going, but I mean, there's probably a bigger issue.
Oh, I found the bigger issue, by the way. If you want to know,
like from the last thing that just happened in the manga, like my mindset was that they could use that to extend the story, because with whatever inside of whatever, my mindset was like maybe they'll use that to say.
Hey, you already did the spoiler alert, so you might as well go ahead and start spoiling.
Or whatever, fuck it. So with him inside Tanjiro, like my mindset was like, all right, so they can make him evil now, and then maybe what's left will have to go after him or whatever. Like they could have time skipped it, got some new people. Like I don't know. Like he now becomes the villain. I would have been okay with that mindset. I would have been okay with like I don't know whatever challenge they could have used story wise to say like. Well, you know, this wonderful, fun-loving, like, hero-type person, that was the villain. He's, like, stuck with dealing with that, but he has no choice at the same time. And his sister has to be the one to fix it, or, like, whatever. Like, I don't know. Like, I felt like there could have been more.
So, I want to give some background on this that I didn't know until pulling up. So, all right, it's two parts to this. So, the date is the May 19th. Chapter will be the last one, so not this week, but next week it looks like. Yeah. Also, it seems as though it says from an article from EpicDope.com from Yuma Arclight from on Twitter. So we'll put that as it is. So to elaborate on the Kimetsu news, Gotigi, the mangaka, apparently no longer is able to work as a mangaka, at least for now. Due to a situation with her parents, and has had to leave Tokyo as a result. So it is not that the manga should be ending, it is that it is ending because the mangaka basically has to quit.
That's fine.
This sounds like the manga that we're going to talk about later.
I mean, it sucks, but cause this had a lot of traction, but you can't tell somebody to.
Yeah,
do your work for you and expect people to like it, because we've seen that happen and it didn't turn out well.
So we're in some time. We're in spoiler territory already. So I will say that the raw scans of the next chapter suggest a time skip. So I think it's going to end for now, tease the time skip, and whenever hopefully she's better or whatever's happening is done, they will probably bring it back post time skip.
I think this is better.
What happened? That's what I thought would happen. I figured this part was leading up to a time skip, not the we're just done with this. Like, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, but you can't control a person's livelihood, yeah, their family. So I'd rather they do this and then tell us that they're going to be doing this as opposed to doing a Hunter and
she just disappears for 2 years
and then drops every so often whenever she feels like it, drops a new chapter and we'll be upset.
Yeah, no, I think this is the move. Like, hopefully whatever's going on with the Mangaka, it gets taken care of. I hope she's well. But, yeah, man, that's kind of makes me a little sad.
I mean, yeah.
As long as it's not ended for sure, I'm good.
I think right now we're in the whole nebulous, we'll see what happens, because we don't know what could happen.
Yeah.
Might just be done. I think if she could wrap it up as best she can.
Yep.
And then he's out. If he can come back full swing, by all means, either that or call it something else. Just say it's just a continuation with a different name. I would love it.
I just want more of it. Like, as long as I can get more of it, like, I'm fine. I was not ready for it to end. As good as it is, I was like, oh, this could be something that could go on for a while. Like, I can see it. See this person doing this and that with the story. So like, even at the point it was that, like, I was like, you could end it here, but at the same time, you could throw in a really good twist here. You could just extend this out.
Yeah,
and I was really hoping for that. So I'm, and you, granted, you know, the death count is high, so I'm like, they're gonna need some new people. But like I said, like, it, I would like to see more of it. I think it can go farther than what it's gone. It would suck for it to end so soon.
Yeah. We'll have to see.
Yeah, fingers crossed, because, yeah. I mean, if something happens to her, what, you want somebody else to step in and ruin it?
We already seen what happened with D-Gray Man.
Exactly.
I was going to say D-Gray Man. No. D-Gray Man, and then it's just...
Poor D-Gray Man.
Just be what happy with what you have. Hope that he wraps it up properly right now, and then that she can build upon it when she gets better and what her situation goes through. That she's going through normalizes so she can actually return.
Yeah.
Don't be selfish.
COVID and stuff is not helping whatever's going on.
Yeah. Because
COVID is kind of fucking up everything. But, yeah. All right. That can make me sad. Let's talk about something else. John, Next Gen is here, homies. Next Gen is here. We have seen some Next Gen games. I'm very excited. We're not going to talk about the whole Xbox game preview. There's only three games. We'll talk about some of them. Did any games call out to any of you guys other than, like, Assassin's Creed Valhalla is a thing. Fine. It looks cool. I know Devin hates Assassin's Creed now, but this game looks fun.
Don't put the word hate in my mouth. I try not to use that at all.
Okay, you dislike Assassin's Creed
now. I largely dislike Assassin's Creed for what it's become at this point.
That's fine. I am excited for Valhalla.
Good, but whatever.
Hey, that's on y'all. I won't deny anybody's right to play that game, and I won't say it's a terrible game. But what it used to be, it's not the same.
It is not.
If you want to say it's gotten better, then that's on you. But I and a bunch of other people disagree. And you are more than welcome to keep going. But it's largely gone away from what it used to be.
That is true. I will agree with that. That's fine.
It has.
All right, John. Well, anything scream out to you during the press conference, or even Jonathan or Devin?
I personally didn't catch the press conference myself.
What was that first one that looked real creepy?
Oh,
Scorn or something.
Scorn. That game looks. That's not my alley. I don't care for horror games that much, but I know you two fools do.
It looks interesting, and I think they were really just hammering home the fact that they have this ability, capability to use these graphics, and I'm like, okay, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I saw Scorn. What I saw, it didn't look bad. It looked pretty decent. It looked really weird. Like, it looked like something that I would play. It would give me, like, very strange, disturbing dreams afterwards, and I don't... Like, I'm alright with, like, playing games that scare, like, okay, so for instance, Dead Space, we all know. Whatever. Like, I'm okay with that. Dead Space gave me disturbing dreams, but these were, like, good disturbing dreams. But Scorn, I don't know about that shit. Like, I don't know if I want to invite that in my life.
Don't want that kind of Lovecraftian belief.
it disturbs me just a little bit. Like, when I saw the trailer, like, I saw something, like, come out of something that kind of looked like a penis, and then it just, like, kind of dropped, like, looked like semen. I was just like, all right, so, like, this is some, like, demon Pornhub thing going on here. Like, I just don't know. I just, it's a lot. It's a lot.
If you play Persona 5, like, the regular one, you've seen those, like, they didn't even hint at it. That's...
Oh yeah, the penis fucking personas.
Oh, so Mara and what is it? The
Incubus.
Incubus has a scythe for a penis.
Yeah, dog.
And it's like a strap-on version too. It's not as.
Yeah, it's all wacky.
Yeah.
The Bright Memory one was.
Oh yeah.
Bright Memory. Interesting though.
That looks good. Scarlet Nexus. Is the future of anime games. I'm all about it.
Yeah, that was good too. That vampire game was interesting to me too.
Have you played Vampire the Masquerade before? It's very old. It's super
cool.
It looked good. It looked weird. No. I can't say it looked good, unfortunately. It looked like it was biting off of and very hard bite off of Bioshock. And that's not to say it doesn't look good. It just looked weird.
So I will say, right? Vampire the Masquerade predates Bioshock.
I mean, I get that. Does it look like that? Did it look like that back in the day?
Well, it came out like 1999, so yes, but not like that, if that makes sense.
I mean, no, but okay. But what was that? Yakuza Like a Dragon, actually.
Oh,
I'm a Yakuza fan, so...
I'm so excited for... You know it's turn-based, right?
Oh, God.
It's because the guy thinks he's in Dragon Quest, so the game is turn-based.
It was all turn-based that I saw?
Yeah.
It's still play.
It's turn-based. It's wild.
It's probably like, those are like limit breaks or something.
Yeah, those are all their summons and stuff. And like, so it's literally Dragon Quest in a Yakuza game. And, but the physics engine is the same. So like when you punch dudes, they still bounce off walls and stuff. Like it's the wackiest game I've ever seen.
And it's, everything is the wackiest game you've ever seen, dude. When you say
but like Yakuza Like a Dragon is actually insanity. It's hard for me to describe what it is.
You gotta add new words to your thesaurus, dude.
I have plenty of words. I just, like, they're wacky. Like, they're just, I don't know what to think about them. Also, I'm a child now, so I have weird vernacular.
What'd you think of that Medium game?
That seems interesting to me. You know what? It kind of reminded me of Control, and I think because I'm playing Control right now, that's what I thought about.
Yes, and I thought the same thing, to be completely honest.
And I really like Control. Like, I'm 2/3 of the way through, so I'm almost done with it. I'll be done soon. I'm down. So we're going to see what happens. We're going to see. Alright, but that's the main things that I was really interested in. Alright, so we're about to start our big discussion for the night. Before we do, though, I do want to just mention one cool thing that I ran across. On Kickstarter, there is a Kickstarter for Iyanu Child of Wonder. It's being put on by two brothers in Ellicott City, Maryland. It's a graphic novel based off of African like lore. So it has this cool little... this cool young black girl with a puff and braids. The book is 112 pages, and they have their Kickstarter right now going. It's already hit its funding. They asked for $5,000. They already hit $19,000. So, like, if you like comic books and you like stuff, especially with characters of African descent, look into Iyanu, Iyanu. I think it looks really cool, and it's just what I want to bring up. Now, with that out the way, that's not the news, we're done. Let's discuss our discussion. So we're going to discuss, is Bleach good or does it suck? Hopefully we'll come to a consensus. I am 100,000% sure we will not. let me go over sides of the fence. Jonathan and I believe Bleach does not suck. It has problems. But does not suck.
Yeah.
John and Devin are adamant it sucks.
Yes.
So I will let you guys start if you like.
I mean, do you want to do a back forth where one person says this?
I don't know. We can start that way, but I'm sure it's going to devolve into like me telling you that, like, I don't know.
As long as we try not to cut each other off, we just bring up what each other was talking about and use that as a reference for springboarding.
Okay.
I think that would work out better as opposed to kind of get everybody to talk over each other.
Okay. I mean, however y'all guys want to do it, like, we just, I'll start then, I guess. And then y'all can yell at me because that's what's going to happen. Bleach. So, caveat. I would not have my wife without Bleach. So, I do have an emotional attachment to it. I will say that up front. Two, Bleach was too good for too long, for too many arcs, for it to say it would suck. Does it have a bad ending? I lied. The last three chapters, the actual ending is not bad. The last arc could be bad. But it had too many, like, the actual ending is fine. Like, it doesn't have an ending where, like, everyone dies for no reason. It doesn't do that.
Oh, disagree already.
Also, we should go back. Spoilers for Bleach. Spoilers for Bleach. Just the rest of the show. So, like, if you don't want to hear, if, like, you're waiting for the new Bleach anime, you haven't finished it, just turn off the, like, you've listened enough. We appreciate you. Come back in a few weeks. We'll have another episode up for you. Our original episode one is up. It's a review of Space Runaway, of Space Adventure Cobra. It's on there now. But it's huge, massive spoilers for Bleach. All right. So that's pretty much back to what I was saying. The actual ending is fine. He ended up with who he should have ended up with. Great. Great. That's what I have to say to start.
Oh, the actual ending of Bleach, if we say that Bleach ended before, the thousand year blood war, whatever the fuck, then yes, I will give you the actual ending is fine.
You don't like
add on that arc, and it's trash. It just makes it not good anymore. Nothing about it is like. There's so many questions that are not answered at the end. There's so many things that happened that, like, I wanted to see, but then other things were, like, cop-outs. Like, you felt like you got kind of cheated. Like, it just... I do not agree. I do not think it was that good. The ending alone, just from, like, Yacht or Doc, whatever the fuck his name was. Him alone, I did not like him as a character. I thought it was trash. Just them to tie everything in with him, like how it goes from like Aizen planned it all, and the whole Aizen planned it all thing was believable. It was great. But then when you say, no, Aizen didn't plan it all, not planned it all. Like it just.
So I have a question. When you say ending, what do you mean by ending? You mean like the, when I think I should clear, the last chapter where they do the 15 year later epilogue and like everybody's married and stuff? That's what I mean. That's fine.
Nah, I don't care about the ships. It's not my ending. Like, that's not the ending I'm talking about. I'm talking about like final battle ending, like the lead up to the final battle ending. Oh, like we all, like that's the real ending.
Oh, so when I was saying, I'm saying the last chapter, the actual, we see his kids, great, fine. But the rest of that last battle is wacky, and like, I don't know how I feel about that, but the last chapter is what I mean by ending, I should say. I should make a distinction.
You agree then that the last part of it is...
No, it is not good. But like, if I have read a series of books, like Harry Potter, right? Harry Potter's ending is not good. But that doesn't make Harry Potter as a whole suck because the end is not good. I have six books that are great, and then I have like 10 pages that are bad. So of my 2,000 pages, 10 are bad. It can't be called bad. Well, unsatisfying maybe, but it can't be bad.
Devin.
I'm trying to get it to be episode. I mean. One person, one person, one person, one person, as opposed to like a dialogue. That way, people get all their other shots off.
Go ahead and give us your thoughts, Devin.
So if we're going for my entire thesis, okay. Springboard what you said, Philip, in regards to just because a certain amount of chapters are bad doesn't mean the whole is bad. I would agree in most concepts. Unfortunately, what you're talking about in regards to Bleach, it is bad because of each arc. As a whole, when you go into it, like as a whole, you can pick it apart really quickly, each arc, and find the broken pieces. Like, if you give me a second, I'll tell you, where's the Hill Goku? Basically the thing that bought out Chad's powers and Orihime's powers. Why didn't that bring out Ichigo's powers, Lil Quincy, in the beginning?
If you can answer that question,
you can pretty much, you can retcon everything I say, but, you know, Goku bought out Chad's powers, so that means Full Brain would have been the thing from the jump for Ichigo.
But, like, Ichigo didn't know how to use Full Brain, right? Because he already, at that time, he already had his Shinigami powers, so like, it would cancel out. At least that's how I understood it.
Incorrect. Because if Chad can use his Full Brain the same way that Orihime uses her Full Brain, then Ichigo should be able to use it in tandem or alongside with his Shinigami powers. Second, all his powers don't match up timeline-wise. He cannot say that he's a Quincy at the end of his ability, at the end of an arc, at the very end of this chapter, he can't say I'm a Quincy all of a sudden and pull Quincy powers out of his behind. It's not, it doesn't line up. He should have had these powers from the beginning, and that's his biggest issue. Like, if we take Ichigo out, I will accept Bleach as it is, but since he is the largest protagonist of that story, he makes it worse for what it is. His values are paper thin. The only reason he goes to Hekomundo is because of Orihime. The only reason he goes to Soul Society is because of Rukia. He has no reason to do anything else, and he would have largely gotten his ass kicked every single time, no matter what, in each one of those fights. He shouldn't have beat Byakuya. He shouldn't have beat anybody in Hekomundo. He should be dead every time.
So like, I guess that my... Oh, if you're not done, keep going.
I mean, if you want me to keep going, I can. But again...
So I guess my only thought is that... So Ichigo... So I do agree. Like, the Full Brain thing, I didn't have a problem with that. Like, that's fine. Because he already had powers by the time that happened.
He lost them, so he couldn't get them back. So they had to use an ability to give them back.
Yeah. Like, that's fine. That makes sense to me. But, like, my biggest issue... Because, like, I feel like they tried to explain all the holes, but they explained them too fast, if that makes sense. No. Like, it didn't fit, like, at the end, he was like, oh, all the things that I want to explain, I have to do them in 50 chapters, versus it happened naturally over 100 or 200. It didn't feel like One Piece, where One Piece will have a hole and come back for it 300 chapters later. I think that is what's giving you the feeling that you have. I could be tripping, but like...
I don't think I'm tripping, and I don't think it takes 50 chapters to explain a hole, to fill in a hole. I would largely try to give it to Jonathan to take over, and I would think... I literally have a thesis statement, and if y'all want to refute it, you're welcome to. Technically send it to you all so you can read it and then have a defense for it, but I guess I didn't read it.
Well, I did look at it, but like...
But your argument that it's too good for... it was too good for too long to be bad means that... I mean, it's just wrong only because episodically, if I take it in as one episode of fight scenes, it's good. I will give it that. Once you take it in as an arc, you realize that he has paper-thin values and... the idea behind his fight, I mean, the arcs are terrible. He has no reason to stay in Soul Society. At one time, do you explain why there's another Soul? There is no other substitute Soul Reapers. The only one.
Well, it's only because the reason there was never another one wasn't it because he was a Quincy. So when she gave him his powers, he took them all because he already had powers that they shouldn't have mixed. I always thought that was the whole point.
No, because if he had Quincy powers, then he would have been able to defend himself without being turned into a Soul Reaper.
But he didn't know he had Quincy powers.
He literally walks out the gate and starts fighting people. But without having his soul pulled.
But Ishida's been trying since a little boy to be a Quincy.
Yeah, but you're not
Ishida gonna, never got trained.
Look, you're not going to sit here and tell me that a full-blooded Quincy, his mother, passed on powers to him that would not allow him to defend himself even if Rukia wasn't around.
Wait.
But, okay, so wasn't there an entire part that you don't, which is why I hate the final arc, I feel like I have to say it. When you originally talk about, Ichigo's mother dies, Mahalo. Just like you said, we know that Ichigo's mother is a Quincy.
Yes. Pure blood Quincy.
At Hollow, she should have wrecked it. But it also said that during that time, Bot got his powers back from all the Quincys that he considered to be, what the fuck was it, impure or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Which she was, because she supposedly had Hollow in her or something like that too.
Oh, yeah. She's so a pure blood Quincy.
That made her powerless for yes. that time.
But they still censored.
That same statement with Ichigo at that time was also considered one of those people that so-called was impure because, Ichigo's a mutt and he just had power from everybody. Technically, he wouldn't have had power either, and his power didn't get reactivated until he did get his powers.
No.
Now, they use that last part to explain that misstep.
But the problem is...
It still sucks, though.
The problem is, his mother was not a mutt. His mother was a pure-blooded Quincy.
Was it?
He was a pure-blooded Quincy. She was the first. She was being protected by Uryu's father, because she's a pure-blooded coming from another country.
Ooh! But all the Quincys drew their power from.
Ouch.
However you pronounce his name.
Yeah, and I get that. I mean, I
he claimed his power back from them, which is what caused her to become powerless. No. In the point of defending Ichigo from Grand Fisher, resulting in her dying.
True.
And I will power back from Quincy's that he considered were not pure Quincy's. If you were a pure Quincy, you kept your power. If you were a Quincy that was not pure, as in, maybe half human, or like Ichigo's mom, she had that hollow part in her.
Mm-hmm.
If it had not been for that, she would have still had her powers when he got his powers back. Because she had hollow in her, which is the same way the Ichigo got his hollow in him from her, because of that, she did not have her powers, which is why Grand Fisher was able to kill her.
Yeah.
I mean, that's fine, but that only answers one question of mine.
Oh, no, I'm not saying there's not holes. There's a lot of holes in Bleach.
The amount of holes, you can't just fill those up. And if you can fill them up, you should. And it hasn't.
I mean,
you keep saying that it has been too good for too long. You're looking at metrics. Just because, again, it's good or people are watching it doesn't make it good. Just because people are forgiving holes. Dude, I can watch DBZ all day and say, I know, I won't watch it again. I can't watch all of them charging for 3 episodes and then watching Krillin die for no reason. I will largely say that DBZ is bad.
I don't know. I rewatched it every 6 months. So
you're welcome to say that. And that's
what quantifies something as being bad? So I'm not. Forget about it.
You're saying because it was good for so long, it's good.
No. I'm not saying metrics. I'm saying, how do you quantify good? What makes something good?
And something makes sense to me, even when you explain wacky stuff like why Bon has Nen and his Nen abilities, you can largely pretty much back that up. And if you have narration to back it up, you're good. But Bleach doesn't do that.
So are you saying that to be good, you have to have you have to have a full plot. Because to me, your plot comes second.
You have to have consistency in your plot. You don't have to have a full plot. You have to have consistency in your plot.
I don't need that. I can actually do without the story. It's your characters that matter. As long as your characters are good, I give a shit what they're doing.
And unfortunately, Ichigo is such a big part in that that he makes it worse. If everybody else was there, I'd be fine with it. And like, okay, I'm going to go through my little list.
Okay.
Kurosaki Ichigo is a blank canvas and not a good way. First crack. It is. I mean, you're not giving me the answer about the substitute Soul Reaper. How is that a thing when he's the only one?
But like,
second,
nobody else was allowed to become a substitute Soul Reaper.
But like,
but there was another one prior to him. The substitute Soul Reaper, or the first Fullbring dude we met, okay, was a substitute Soul Reaper.
Yeah. I mean, that's fine. Thank you. That helps fill up one crack. That's not something that's been bought up, and it couldn't have been but years. They act like they didn't exist for, it's like the Shinsui of freaking Bleach, I guess. the second one is he's just a paper thin protagonist. He has little to no goals in regards to being where he is.
I mean,
paper thin,
like,
reason to go to Soul Society. Paper thin reason to go to Hecko Mundo. Two women. It's them, and he shouldn't be winning these fights.
But I guess, is that a paper thin reason? Because his whole gimmick is that, look, I just want to hang out with my friends and have a good time. So if that's his character, like, his whole character is, yo, man, like, just leave my fucking friends alone, and we could be good.
Back those claims up for real.
I thought that his gimmick, well, like, his character that you see in the beginning of Bleach, is basically that, I mean, yeah, he had his friends that he cared about and stuff like that too. He also generally cared about people, whether they were alive or dead. Like, he generally cared about those individuals and ironed them. So, I mean, in that essence, it does make sense. Like, he would go to Hueco Mundo to save Orihime, where he'd go to Soul Society to save Rukia. These are people that he developed bonds and relationships with.
Yep.
So of course, he knows if these people stay there, they're going to die. I mean,
Orihime wasn't really supposed to die. Rukia was, and you're talking about fights that he was largely supposed to lose, and he should have lost almost all his fights.
Well, like,
he did lose a lot of fights.
He lost most of his fights.
I'm talking lose and die. I've come back.
Saved a lot
and trained for 3 days and come back.
I mean, so my argument for why Bleach sucks is different than Devin's. My argument for why Bleach sucks is mostly hinging on, like, the final part of Bleach where everything was, like, crappily kind of explained and thrown in there, and then, like, the last part with, like, Yacht just being completely OP for no reason, and then them basically getting lucky in the end is the only reason that, like...
So your thing is, like, you know, Bleach has an ending so bad that it negates the rest of it.
Kind of, yeah.
Devin's is more, like, the show itself, the story is inconsistent all the way through, so, like, how can you call it good?
I won't say the story is inconsistent all the way through. Because, I mean, like I said, I won't say that he's a paper-thin character, because it's obvious he's just any, like, shonen character. Friends with people, you build your bonds with that people, you want to save those people. To me, that's not paper-thin. That's, like,
how long was
normal everyday person.
She was there a little while, right? Because she was going to his school and everything.
Rukia?
How long was she in school for is the question. How long would she be able to build those bonds? How many hollows has he had to, like, fight alongside with her for?
That's a good question. Like, I felt like she was there for a while.
I mean, it looks like a while, but if you think about it forever.
You also have to think about that. Like, she was the reason that Ichigo got the power to be able to basically kill the same hollow that killed his mother.
If you think about it, he wasn't. She wasn't.
Well, like, he didn't know that.
Power in him from his head.
But I mean,
she was able to release it out or break that seal, bring it out of him. That's innate power.
True, but he already had that power within him.
But he didn't know that. So, like, to him, from his perspective, she would be the reason. Like, she's the reason I'm even here. Like, if she's gone, like, I've lost, because he didn't know about the rest of that.
So you're telling me he's okay with fighting Shinigami instead of living the regular life of just seeing regular fucking ghosts all the time?
Yeah. Yeah, like that's his character. His character is like, my friends mean more than my own life. Like, that's a good quality. Like, I don't know. Like, that's a quality that I strive for in my own life. Like, I mean,
if you like Gon as a character, then you like Ichigo as a character.
Yeah, because they are almost the same character.
Oh, I don't like, it's honestly the basic shonen.
I don't like Gon
protagonist.
If you like Naruto, like, if you like any shonen character, like, that's...
Not
that's
really. Naruto's different. Naruto's slightly different. On his paper thin, only because he's a kid, but I give him props for being a kid.
I mean, like, Ichigo's a kid, too. Ichigo is 15. He just looks so old.
Ichigo is fighting for largely no reason. Gon is trying to find his dad. He gets mixed up in the fights that he wants to be in.
I mean, like, because Ichigo... Ichigo
is literally protecting his friends and other people. Like, I don't see how to...
Okay, so when he goes to, like, we're getting off topic. We're not even going to... Let's just leave Gon and Ichigo... I mean, Gon and Ichigo separate. Let's leave all the other characters away from each other for right now. We'll say, largely, Shonen Pro Tags act that way. And I would argue that they do not all leave the same.
I don't know, man. I disagree with you on this one.
They vary slightly in each one, and I would agree with that. And, like, as a base, most of them would fight for their friends. It would need their bonds to be a little bit stronger than what they are.
I don't know. Like, his bonds seem pretty... Like, if I was in Ichigo's shoes, I would do the same thing he did.
He didn't go try to help Chad when he got into his fights.
Who didn't?
Ichigo.
Yeah. Which fights?
What?
When did he not try to help Chad? Like, when they all went together and they said, yeah, oh, we're going to fight. He's like, you fight that dude, I'll fight this dude. Like, they're all fighting at the same time. It's not that he doesn't help him.
Okay, so that's a paper thin argument then. He's going to protect his friends. He needs to protect all of them instead of just the one female protagonist. I mean, female character.
But he does try to protect all of them. Because he's going to go fight the strongest one.
He's not fighting the strongest ones.
I remember, any moment where he had the chance to protect one of his friends, because I don't know, they was getting their ass ate. If he was there and he could have helped, and he did. The only times that he did not help was because either he was involved in his own fight somewhere else, or because he was indisposed to the point where he could not be there, ergo probably like 3-day training arcs.
Yeah.
But other than that, like,
he's getting his ass handed to him, and then somebody's gonna have to come in and retcon save him in Pachi. Multiple times.
He
should be dead. He is not where he needs to be when he gets into these fights. He should be dead multiple times over. He gets hot armor protected every time by not even from him, his like spirit, his hollow side. People come in from nowhere for no reason to save him.
The manga explains that. The manga's like, yo, like let's talk about in the Soul Society arc when he's fighting Byakuya the first time. Yoruichi's like one of the top characters. He's like, yeah, I'm here. I've been here this whole time. Like, yo, you can't kill him. I find him fascinating. I'm going to make him strong.
I'm not talking about that one, though.
Which one? I just used that one as my example, but like...
I mean, you're more than welcome to believe that, and again, he should have died to, I forget, Ikkaku? Is that it? The one with the spear?
yeah, Ikkaku.
I did him.
I don't remember that fight. So like maybe, yeah. Like I remember just beating him outright.
And then,
like Kenpachi, I could see you making that argument with Kenpachi. But like Kenpachi kind of sucks because like Kenpachi, like in their world rules, like Kenpachi isn't good. Like he's the only one who I think he could survive against at that moment.
I mean, so with the Kenpachi fight, I mean, like. So, one, I think we're forgetting about the part, like, we're forgetting about Aizen said, not out. He was, like, in the background leading Ichigo through all these fights. Who gets stronger, knowing that if he survived these fights, would get stronger. Now, I think we're also forgetting about the fact that Ichigo does die, like, basically. Like, multiple times, like, this is not an anime... like he fucking wins all the time, like or a manga where he wins all the time.
He's
like
he gets ass beat
most of the time. He does not die. You cannot die again as a Soul Reaper. Your soul's already gone.
But he's not a Soul Reaper. That's the whole thing, right?
He is a substitute Soul Reaper. When he gets his soul pulled from his body, he is now a Soul Reaper. Therefore, if he dies as a Soul Reaper, he should not be able to come back.
My only explanation to that is that to an extent, he has been brought back multiple times. Because, I mean, even when he fought, like,
what's the problem?
Funny name guy, Ulikria, like,
oh, yeah, I forgot about back, that.
He died in that fight, and Orihime literally brought him back.
Yeah. Well, that's Orihime's
afterwards.
That's Orihime's ability that she can reject things like that. I'm fine with. Because that's literally
he got beat to death. Somebody came along.
Yeah, but you
before he died, like they saved them. They went ahead, took him, bandaged him up, brought him back to, they nursed him back to health or whatever. And then it was like, all right, we got to train you because you fucking suck. You almost died there.
And he was fucking and almost dying in every episode, in every one.
I mean, he has time where he molests dudes though. Like they give him some jobbers to fight.
What?
Like Ichigo had, like, I can't say Ichigo gets beaten every time, because he's fighting some jobbers.
But the amount of times that he goes up against largely OP opponents, he is supposed, he should lose and die. If you're going against a Kenpachi level opponent, like, I forget his name from Heckelmundo, he should have died. Kenpachi, Netcon saved him.
But, like, all the mangas are like that.
And Hashimikura.
Because then if death, well, like, all right, I guess we got to leave Bleach on the song. But, like, to me, I never had a problem with that. Like,
I mean, you don't have to. That's what these arguments are about.
Yeah.
So, if we talk about Kenpachi, like, this is one of the reasons why I don't like the last arc. They do tell you, they explain to you in the last arc that basically, because say flat out, like, basically, like, Ichigo has not been using full power in the entire...
Every time!
No, they explain it. Ichigo is not using his full power in the entire time you're watching Bleach. Even all the way up to the end of Bleach, Ichigo is still not using his full power.
The way explain
to you in the last arc... Remember, every time Ichigo has to train with his, every time he has to train with, like, his Zanbakuto or whatever, tell you flat out, the old man that you see in there the entire time, the old man is basically, like, an incarnation of Yacht or whatever. It's his Quincy side. They tell you that that his actual power is his hollow side. His hollow side is his Zanbakuto. Also find out in the last arc, why I hate it, his Zanbakuto that he's been using the entire time is a fake Zanbakuto. It's not a real one because he never got a Zanbakuto made from the guy that supposedly makes everybody's fucking Zanbakutos. He didn't get one until it was made for him by that guy afterwards, which is what made him so much stronger. And they even tell you then, so Ichigo is the only person to ever make it as far as he did power-wise and beaten ass with the fake Zanbakuto. And when he gets the real one, he gets that much stronger, but then he fucks up in the end because he still chooses to say that I'm going to fight with part of my Quincy powers and part of my Soul Reaper powers, which is why he has two swords in the end. I think the short sword was the Quincy powers and the big sword was the Soul Reaper powers. But even then...
Hollow powers. That's why it has a hole in it.
But even then... Had he just went with the Soul Reaper and the Hollow powers, had he fully accepted those, he would have been significantly stronger. We know that from the time that he fights Ukihara, and he turns in like full Hollow mode on his ass, and he beats the brakes off of him like he's shit.
So we're willing to accept the fact that they had to retcon and use that fully and through all the campaigns that he's gone through. To justify why he gets wrecked and then gets to train for 3 days basically every time. Not saying every time for real, but basically he gets wrecked and near dies, like die because his soul is going to be destroyed, and then comes back, and then is just vastly stronger for no reason.
I mean, I don't think his soul gets destroyed and he dies. That's, I mean, but I will say, like I said, that was one of the things that I did not like about the final arc. I appreciate the attempt, I guess.
Because
I don't think that's good.
Because when you largely still get a Zanpakuto tote, even if it's not made by, I forget his name, yes. But everybody starts off with a Zanpakuto tote. It's shit, usually, when you start.
No. It literally said that every Zanpakuto was made by that one guy.
Your soul called out. Okay, so your soul is called out, and it's usually a rough-hewn Zanpakuto, and it's shit at first. It's usually just a rough-hewn, like, let's just assume it's like a metal ore. You got a metal ore, and then he has to basically make it into a blade. He has to make your soul into a blade. Even if that's the case, the one he had that's fake have been adjusted since he's now a substitute soul reaper. Old boy should have came down and fixed that for him from the jump. You mean to tell me they've let him from beginning, and even if it's the beginning, because they don't recognize him from Soul Society on, they let him walk around with a fake Zanpakuto.
I always thought that the soul reapers wanted to just see what was going to happen because they never seen anything like that. They made hints, let's see what happened.
I mean, it was hinted multiple times that he wasn't supposed to be as powerful as he was. Even the first time he got that power from Rukia, it was hinted at, how the fuck are you this strong?
And the pure size of his sword.
Yeah.
It's always been a thing. Okay.
That's fine. But again, for me, it's episodically, it's good for its fight scenes, it's good for its explanations. It's good for the Zanpakutos until the Thousand Year Blood War, because I don't see why you need to get our captain unless you're talking about Hitsugaya and Ogman. Those, you shouldn't get a second upgrade to your Bankai. But episodically, it's fine. As a whole arc, as its whole arcs, they're paper thin to me.
Yeah, the second upgrade for the Bankai thing was kind of...
The only reason they make sense is because Hitsugaya had to get older, which makes sense, and Dogman had to turn more humanoid, which makes sense. Everybody else gets a secondary upgrade is dumb as fuck. Like, they already had pretty decent Bankai. They just had to make more Bankai to make it more palatable or more fun for people to understand.
Like, I expected there to be more upgrades because they introduced Bankai so early. That I was like, oh, there have to be at least three more upgrades.
I mean, if you think about it, then Bankai is the last step. It takes hundreds of years to get it. And matter of fact, I can even get away with Renji's in an upgrade. But you're not going to sit here and tell me that a captain who's been training for hundreds of years have their Bankai and this is their new... Like, I can understand if you waited 100 more years and then maybe they got an upgrade. But you're talking like 2 years, if that. To get an upgrade to another Bankai for no reason.
I always assumed that was a third level. Like, or I thought there would be at least five levels when I first started.
But the fact of the matter is, Yamato, the strongest of the Gotei 13, never showed you his Bankai. And when he ripped his Bankai out, he is wrecking face. You are not to tell me that everybody else can another level. Just don't show their Bankai. On the Meshikai, and then say that they'll reach the pinnacle when they get a chance, when they fight more appropriate opponents.
Yeah, I agree with that. But like when they show, like when they're showing Bankai's episode 40, I'm like, oh, so there's like Bankai sucks. Like it got to be something more than that.
I mean, it just depends on the person. Because I mean, Soy Fawn didn't use hers until the Hecamundo fight.
Yeah,
I mean that's fine.
Her Bankai also was trash, but
I mean, of course. But that's the whole thing. They're not all meant to be like the greatest things in the world. They're meant to represent how your soul reacts to the outside world, which is why I kind of like the Zanpakuto art. But everything else is just like, what the fuck am I supposed to do with this?
I mean, I guess the arc that's a complete filler.
I mean, and I'll take that one because the battle art fucking sucked. The filler Zanpakuto art, I like.
Oh, that was cool.
But you're not gonna the battle art to me was bad.
Yeah, so what? I can't yell at that because that's just filler, and filler like has wildly varying quality as Naruto.
I mean, just true, and I mean that's just me going on another tangent. But the rest of it, like if we're talking canon,
Then
should have stopped at Aizen. And that's for every single part. No ifs, ands, buts about it.
Oh, I can agree with that. It would have been better if they would have ended at Aizen. I can agree with that.
So, like, my only issue with the South, like, I believe that Bleach was best when they stopped. If it had stopped the Aizen, yes, I believe it would have been best. Now, with the Thousand Year Blood Wars thing, I believe that it had the potential to still be good. I think it had
poor execution.
Yeah, it's just, exactly. The execution was bad. And the last part of it, I mean, we all know the last part of it. He was basically told, hey, finish this shit.
So, like, you have 4 weeks to finish it.
And I think that's part of the problem, is if it had more time to grow and progress naturally, it may have actually come out really good.
I mean, I could agree with that.
I have a question.
Yacht in general is, like, a victim of, like, the fact that he had to finish it. Like,
I have a question.
His powers.
Are they going to do the manga, or are they going to fix it in this new anime?
I hope not. I hope they just stop.
Oh, they're going to do the manga, is my understanding.
No. Like, when they do, like, they're going to do the manga, right? But are they going to fix it? Like, are they going to, like, you still have the same ending, but are they going to fix the issues with Yacht?
Mean, like, if they're going to pull a Brotherhood?
Yeah, pretty. Well, Brotherhood is the manga, but, like, the OG Full Metal Alchemist. Because the OG Full Metal has a good ending.
Or I guess maybe I should say, are they going to pull a Final Fantasy?
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, honestly and truly, I don't think they're going to do that. At the same time, I think because the manga ends so badly, it'd be smart as shit if they did do it. Like, if they could change a couple things here and there, make it better.
I don't see why not.
Could give us an ending that he really wanted. That'd be great.
I feel like it would be a lot too much work to fix that.
Well, they're giving it like 50 episodes already, so why not?
I'm not talking about the 50 episodes. I'm talking about you would have to structurally fix all of it.
I don't know.
I don't think you have to structurally.
You just
gotta
fix the last arc. All of it. You just.
I'm not talking about the whole anime. No. I'm talking about the entire arc.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, the fights will all still be the same, right? You just throw in more backstory stuff and change maybe the order of stuff to make it flow better.
I think it would just turn into Hunter x Hunter, where they have to do that weird narration in the Chimera.
Yeah, part. Maybe.
That's the only way they could fix it, and it would just be weird.
It might be weird, but like I can see that.
That's why it's going to take a lot of work. Otherwise, you're stuck with that, and that's just disgusting.
We'll see. So. All right, we're running out of time, so we're going to wrap it up. But so
they ruined my man Chad. They ruined Chad.
Look, I'm sorry. Hey,
Full Brain Chad was perfectly fine.
I will agree. Chad, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
They ruined Chad. And Jonathan, straight up, fuck you.
So,
hey, that's one of the reasons why it sucks. Like I said before, the main reason that it sucks for me is because there were a lot of unanswered questions. There was potential that never got reached. Like, we didn't get to see more with Chad. We didn't get to see more with, like, Orihime. Like, we didn't ever get to see, like, Ichigo, like, actually use, like, his full-blown powers. Like,
can we agree on a lot this? Of stuff
we didn't get.
Can we agree on this? Bleach has the worst final arc of any shonen anime.
I mean, if we're talking Thousand Year Blood Arc, yes. If we're talking Visor and Alarm Car, I think that was pretty good.
No, I'm saying, like, the Thousand Year Blood Arc is the worst final arc amongst any big name shown in anime.
I don't know, because the Gray Man...
Is the Gray Man still going?
The Gray Man technically hasn't ended. It's still going, and it's not...
I never did actually reach that point in the Gray Man.
Actually, I would go so far to say, what was it? Dang it, I had it on the tip of my tongue. Something else was Reborn.
Reborn has the worst? I like Reborn's ending. Not his ending. But I like the last arc. The ending is terrible.
Manga-wise?
The last arc? The tournament?
Yes.
Oh, that tournament is dope. I love that.
What are you talking about?
It didn't even finish properly. It didn't even completely finish. He wrapped it up by having him fight the main guy for the game master for no reason.
Like they should have for the Arco Balano arc.
And then the Arco Balano basically had to restart his children, and I'm fine with that part. Is where they had to fight what's his name?
Yeah, that was weird.
They didn't even show the rest of Arco Balano. I wanted them to fucking call Jackpot when you get to reveal
The last 10 chapters were really weird.
I felt cheated because of Reborn's fight. I felt cheated.
We will not badmouth Reborn. That's just not going to happen.
Again?
Good. Fuck what you talking about. Reborn was good. Each can get it. Reborn, no. We're not doing that. I did not agree.
And poorly, what? It did.
I
won't say it's Bleach level bad to me. I think the ending was largely rushed.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't planning on he wanted to stop, but he couldn't find a good way to do it. That's all there was to it for that. He wanted to stop. He just couldn't find a good way to do it.
Yeah.
He wasn't trying to beat the dead horse like Bleach did.
I could kind of see that. The only thing I didn't like about Reborn's ending is we never got to see him sit in the chair and be the Don like you did in JoJo Part 5.
And I'm not worried about JoJo. That's hearsay. And anyways, he did. He got his inheritance. He got to ascend to the throne of Don. Really?
Yeah, no.
You just didn't see him do it.
But I just wanted that shot of him in the chair with his boys around him. I wanted the money shot. I wanted a good money shot.
That's weird, but okay. But I don't need to be. I don't need to be in the chair. I just wanted to see where he ended. I wanted to see him with his two girlfriends, though.
Yeah.
I wanted to see him with his harem. I wanted to see Reborn as an adult, straight up, and not have to use Joker to put 5 minutes on the clock for him to be able to do it.
Yeah,
I wanted a lot of things, but that wasn't one of the things that I needed.
So, all right, we're gonna wrap it up. I think we all agreed that last arc, no good. The rest of it is be agree to disagree. But my next episode, we're going to discuss our top 5 anime of the decades 1990 and 1980 and 1990. Talk about our top 5s. We're going to try to come up with a definitive list that means nothing. Alright, and that's it for this week, guys. We're going to go ahead and get out of here. Also, if you want to send us an email, you can send us an email at spacerunawaypodcast@gmail.com. Once again, spacerunawaypodcast@gmail.com. If you send us an email, we'll definitely read it on the air, and unless it's something lewd. And we'll answer any questions or scenarios you give for us. With that, we're all going to say bye. We'll catch you guys next time. Bye, guys.
Peace.
Bye. Nigga, shit.見上げた山の星たちの光、一瞬の思いが抱きしたい声色褪せる。となっても、キラリに瞳に、誰かの叫び、風に思いを突き抜け、街から溢れてきてくれ。今日も見上げた山の星たちの光、一瞬の思いが抱きしたい声色褪せる。となっても、僕らの